Here's a story from The World.
Joe Biden finally made the call. He's choosing Senator Kamala Harris of California as his running mate. Harris represents a few firsts as a vice presidential candidate. Her father was an immigrant who came to the U.S. from Jamaica. Her mother emigrated from India. Joining me now is Christina Newman Scott. She's a president of BRIC, the multidisciplinary arts organization in Brooklyn. Like Kamala Harris, Christina, you have family ties to Jamaica and India. There was a writer on Twitter today who posted, quote, "What a time to be black and Indian right now. I don't even know where to begin," end quote. So let me ask you, what is it like to be Jamaican and Indian today in the U.S.?
I mean, it's pretty amazing, quite frankly. We are so full of pride. And obviously, I know that all of my Indian family is also taking a lot of pride in saying, things like that. She gets her spirit from us, but it's almost like we've won a major global contest in some way. My daughter, who is 10, she sees herself. Not only do we see ourselves because we're Black women and Kamala is a strong Black woman, but, my daughter is very proud of her Black and Indian heritage. And so even at 10 years old, she thinks it's possible for her to become the president of the United States. And that's very powerful and meaningful. Mm.
Have you heard from family and friends yet in Jamaica?
Oh my gosh. Well, first of all, it's my WhatsApp that's blowing up because all of us use WhatsApp like crazy. Everybody from, sound like, people like doing bap, bap, bap to, my girl that to, that's how Jamaicans do it. We can't stop the yard of them. Like all of that is happening.
What do you hope to hear from Senator Harris on the campaign trail?
Really just being centered in humanity, caring for one another in this country. I think this is a beautiful country. And I think that they will remind us of the beauty and spirit of all the people that make America the wonderful place that we get to live in. And I also know that she's not a quitter. She's a fighter. And so I'm ready to see how she will bring it when people try to take her to task. She is, as we say in Jamaica, little but chitalawa. She might look petite, but she's got a lot of fire there. And she's such a brilliant mind as well. I'm just looking forward to watching her.
There is a lot of pressure and unfairness that is forced on people who are the first. What are you concerned about as Kamala Harris goes back out on the campaign trail now with Americans really struggling around racial justice?
Yeah, the first is definitely hard. I think that let's just not get in our own way. Right? Like, I think that we're incredibly harder on women than we are on men. We are that much harder on Black women. And I think that we should start from a place of imagining what's possible rather than dissecting and critiquing what might not be there in this time. Sometimes it becomes even a negative that's used against you, right? Like you're trying to create space for yourself that is somehow is special, even though it's just facts, right? So I think that we just gotta give ourselves a break. My toddler's in the background.
It's working from home. This is the way it goes, right?
This is how it goes. They're singing.
Christina Newman Scott is the president of the multidisciplinary arts organization BRIC, speaking with us from Brooklyn. Christina, thank you very much for sharing your thoughts with us.
Oh, thanks for having me, Marco. It's great to chat with you.
From PRX.